So does all this mean that our power bills will come down? And if so, when? Joining me now in Melbourne is the Grattan Institute's Energy Program Fellow David Blowers, who wrote a report into energy prices earlier this year called Price Shock. David Blowers, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you for having me, Eleanor.
Now, your report into the industry found that Victorian electricity retailers are making massive profits and that if they reduce their profit margins to the same level as other retailers, Victorians would save $250 million. Will this sort of tough talk from the PM see these retailers suddenly cutting their profit margins?
Well, it's hard to say how much this will actually reduce profit margins, because whilst it should be welcome that the retailers are now going to provide more information to consumers about what deal they're on and what savings they can get by switching to a new deal, it is still going to be up to the consumer to actually make the switch. So to an extent, the extent to which the profits of the big companies go down will be the extent to which consumers actually respond to these new measures that have been set out today.
So would consumers be right to think this is just an exercise in pushing the burden onto them to lower their own bills with even more information to wade through?
Well, I actually think that the approach that has generally been used in the retail sector over the past 5 years has been, we've got to do more to encourage consumers to switch. I think this is actually a welcome change in terms of the fact that, well, actually now we're saying, well, retailers, you have got to do a better job at selling this product and making it understandable for consumers. The onus has always been on consumers to do it, but now we've actually put the pressure on the industry to make that information more available rather than just telling consumers, you've got to switch, you've got to switch.
The PM is also threatening regulation. What regulation levers does he have to use? Is this more than an empty threat?
Well, the electricity market is pretty complex, and generally most of the activities that have to be undertaken by the federal government would have to go through the COAG Energy Council, which is a combination of all the energy ministers at both a federal and state level. So if they wanted to change, for example, the national retail law, they would have to potentially get agreement of all those states, or if they want to change some processes, they've then got to go through a rule change process through the Electricity Market Commission. So it's not easy to do, but it's all doable. The other factor that is involved in that is Victoria, which has its own special conditions, actually has to follow the rest of the country. It's not signed up to the same retail rules as everyone else. So even though the federal government can push at a national level for the national laws to change, Victoria would also have to come on board as well. What I will say is that I would imagine that the state and territory energy ministers are probably going to be on the same page with the federal government on this one.
So we heard there that the Greens are calling for the federal government, to cap electricity prices. Does the federal government have the power to do that?
It has the ability to work with other states to try and get that in place, and it has the ability to put a rule change in place. I guess there is always the option that they could override all that with legislation, but that legislation would obviously have to pass Parliament.
How worried do you think those electricity CEOs in the meeting today are about facing regulation?
I think they're becoming increasingly worried about this. Look, this is not the retail issue is not a new issue. There have been steady stream of reports over the last 6 or 7 years which have indicated this is an issue, but it's never really hit home until now, because there are broader cost pressures on actually generating and transporting that electricity than have previously been in place before. And that has caused people to look at every single point along the supply chain to see where there are savings to be made. And not surprisingly, they have looked into the retail area and seen that there is some evidence that they are getting excessive margins.
And to come back to your report again, it found that electricity retailers could reduce their profit margins by 10% and still be perfectly viable. I mean, there's 10% off your bills right there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, some electricity retailers, I think that's the important thing to say, is that some electricity retailers can afford to lower their prices, still make a profit, and people will save money. There are two small issues that some electricity retailers, some of the smaller ones, are operating pretty close to the edge, so they don't earn those massive profits, and so the chances of them being able to reduce is going to be far less likely. The second thing is we've also got to remember that there are some people in the current market that are on really, really good offers. And if you were to try and force prices down for everyone, it could be those really, really good offers disappear.
And just briefly, your report clearly says that deregulation has not delivered either lower prices or innovation. How long should governments give these retailers to deliver on price reductions before they look at re-regulating?
Well, I think that there is obviously the process going underway with the ACCC at the moment, and I think that it is important that that process actually be allowed to run its course, because for the first time, even though we did a study, we didn't actually have access to the underlying cost data that retailers actually use. The ACCC, which is the Competition Commission for Australia, will be able to access that data, so they will get a better idea about what the position is in the electricity sector. But what I will say is that what we need is a few years of monitoring, and if that monitoring shows that margins aren't coming down, prices aren't being adjusted, and there's no real innovation going on in the market, then it may well be that governments have to return to regulation.
David Blowers from the Grattan Institute, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.